Good morning. Today is 10th of January 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares extended their winning streak for the fourth straight session on Wednesday, tracking positive global cues as talks between the United States and China extended for a third day. Investors also cheered a World Bank report suggesting that India will retain its position as the fastest growing major economy in 2019-20. BSE Sensex ended higher by 231 points. Nifty rose by 53 points. HDFC, UPL, Tata Motors, ITC and Axis Bank rallied 2-3% in the Nifty pack, while UltraTech, Yes Bank, BPCL, GAIL and HPCL tumbled 3-4%. HT Media surged 20% and DB Corp jumped 7.4% after the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting announced a hike of 25% over their existing rate structure for advertisements in print media. Our Systems International soared 11% on share buyback news. US President Donald Trump said in a tweet that discussions between the world's two largest economies were going very well. Investors are optimistic that a trade deal can be struck ahead of a March 1st deadline. Government of India is expected to cut levies on real estate and exempt some small businesses from paying goods and services tax on January 10th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also proposed slashing rates on under-construction apartments to 5% from 12%. IndusInd Bank reported net income for the third quarter that beat the average analyst estimate. Gross non-performing assets at 1.13%, 3Q provisions at 6.1 billion rupees. Delta Corp's consolidated revenue for the quarter up by 26.9% YOY. However, the EBITDA margin contracted by 154 basis points YOY to 40.8% during the quarter. HUDCO loan sanctions as on December 31st were up 2.4 times, while loan releases up 66%. Bajaj Corp third quarter profit beats estimates. Government of Andhra Pradesh signed a memorandum of understanding with Adani Group to build data center parks up to 5 gigawatts capacities over the next 20 years. Ashok Leyland bagged orders for 2,580 buses from three state transport undertakings. The company also acquired 12.5% additional stake in Ashley Aviation for 25.5 lakh rupees to increase its holding to 88.75%. Vikrandi said that no irregularities were made in the preliminary findings reported by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. Tata Steel BSL board approved issuing non-convertible redeemable preference shares up to 12,000 crore rupees. And, or issue convertible preference shares up to 12,000 crore rupees to Tata Steel. Today's key result, Tata Consultancy Services, Bandhan Bank and Goa Carbon. Market view. Gap up opening of 60 points was witnessed in yesterday's session as Nifty started day at 10,862 levels. Earlier, sentiments was boosted by strong Asian market as investor wait for the outcome of meeting between US and China. Market after testing high of 10,870 levels in early trade, remained in volatile range and even slipped to make a low of 10,749, before settling with gain of 53 points at 10,855. Index recovered sharply from intraday low of 10,749 in last hour and close higher for second consecutive day. Yesterday's price action has formed long-legged doji candle which indicates value buying at lower levels. Price still failed to break higher band of triangle pattern and close near 100 DMA which is at 10,867 levels. Till price does not break this triangle pattern decisively expect market to remain volatile and choppy. Expect short covering to emerge above breakout levels which could even carry price to high of 11,070 and 11,140 levels. Immediate resistance is at 10,880 and 10,930 levels. And on downside supports are at 10,770 and 10,720. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.